From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeela reporting. British counterterrorism police say a former Russian double agent whom Russian President Vladimir Putin had vowed to kill was poisoned by a nerve agent. That disclosure after the British government's high-level emergency committee known as COBRA was updated Wednesday on a probe into the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his 33-year-old daughter. Mark Rowley is the Assistant Commissioner for Specialist Operations of the Metropolitan Police Service.
In summary, this is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent. As you know, these two people remain critically ill in hospital. Sadly, in addition, a police officer who was one of the first to attend the scene and respond to the incident is now also in a serious condition in hospital. So having established that a nerve agent is the cause of the symptoms, leading us to treat this as attempted murder, I can also confirm that we believe the two people originally who became unwell were targeted specifically. Our role now, of course, is to establish who is behind this and why they carried out this act.
The conflict in Syria has entered a new phase of horror, the United Nations Human Rights Chief said Wednesday. In addition, Olaf Skoog, the permanent representative of Sweden to the United Nations, said the Security Council's meeting Wednesday.
The message that will pass today is really that, you know, we demand full and immediate implementation of the resolution that the Security Council has adopted unanimously. At the least, we want to see facilitation letters signed for another convoy to Eastern Ghouta so that that can happen as soon as possible, preferably tomorrow.
Attacks there reportedly killed up to 100 people Monday. This is VOA News.